So feeling pleasant in the sunshine. Tom.
Thank you, Chris. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday the 21st of July. There are warnings of gales in Biscay. The general synopsis at midnight: low Plymouth 997 moving steadily northeast, losing its identity by midnight tonight. New low expected Hebrides 1000 by same time. Low Northern Ireland 997, slow moving, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking, southeast 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or less, thundery showers, good occasionally poor. North Utsira, variable 2 to 4, showers, good occasionally moderate. South Utsira, southeasterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or less, thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, cyclonic becoming southeast 3 to 5, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Tyne, Dogger, variable 2 to 4, showers, good. Fisher, German Bight, south or southeast becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first in Fisher, thundery showers, good occasionally poor. Humber, southeast becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, showers, good. Thames, Dover, south veering southwest 4 to 6, thundery showers, good occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers, squally at first, good. Biscay, west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, decreasing 2 to 4, squally showers, good. Southwest Fitzroy, westerly 3 to 5, occasional rain, moderate or good. Northeast Fitzroy, Sole, northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing westerly 3 to 5, showers, squally at first, good. Lundy Fastnet, west or northwest 4 to 6, rain then showers, good occasionally moderate. Irish Sea, cyclonic becoming northwest 2 to 4, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwest Rockall, northwesterly 4 to 6, backing westerly 3 or 4, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Northeast Rockall, Malin, northwesterly 4 to 6, showers, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic becoming northwest 4 to 6, showers, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, east or southeast 4 to 6, thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 3 to 5, showers, fog patches, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor. Now for the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, northwest by north 3, rain, 200 metres, 998 falling slowly. Stornoway, calm, fog, 100 metres, 998 falling slowly. Lerwick, east by south 4, recent rain, 6 miles, 1003 falling slowly. Lucas, northeast by east 2, slight drizzle and rain, 1 mile, 998, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest, 1, 998, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south, southeast, 4, 11 miles, 1,000. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, south by west, 4, 5 miles, 997. Jersey, southwest, 4, recent rain, 11 miles, 997, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, north, 1, 5 miles, 997. Scilly Automatic, north by west, 3, 8 miles, 1,000, rising. Valentia, northwest, 3, 5 miles, 1,003, now falling. Ronald's Way, calm, slight drizzle and rain, 7 miles, 998, falling slowly. Malin Head, northwest, 4, recent fog, 1.5 miles, 999, falling slowly. Now for the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, most of the United Kingdom will have unsettled weather with showers or rain, occasionally thundery. Fog patches may be a hazard in some northern areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5. Thundery showers and fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable, becoming south or southeast 2 to 4. Thundery showers and fog patches at first, moderate becoming good, occasionally very poor at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Variable becoming southeast for a time 2 to 4. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 2 to 4. Showers, then fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming westerly 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers, then fair, good, occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Cyclonic 3 to 5, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Thundery showers at first, good, occasionally moderate at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming west 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally moderate at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West or northwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 for a time. Showers, rain for a time, good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Cyclonic, becoming northwest 3 to 5, occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Cyclonic, becoming northwest 3 to 5. Showers, thundery rain for a time. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Cyclonic, becoming northwesterly 3 to 5. Rain or showers, thundery for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 2 to 4, backing west 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Rain or showers, thundery for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic 2 to 4, becoming westerly 4 to 6 in south. Occasional rain or thundery showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles, east veering southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 or 6 for a time. Showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. Now let's look ahead to Wednesday mornings on Radio 4.
In Western cultures, there's a strong belief that war is just part and parcel of human nature.
Can we find a way to lasting peace by looking at the world differently?
For some people, being explicitly peaceful means you are the enemy.
A negative peace is a peace without justice.
I'm Matthew Side, and in the new series, I ask if humans are hardwired for war and meet the people brokering peace.
You cannot correct the past. You have leverage to correct the future.
Sideways, Chasing Peace on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. On Wednesday mornings at 9.
Now it's time for Prayer for the Day with Steve Taylor.
Good morning. Once I was ill with a virus and felt thoroughly miserable. I was thinking about all the things I wanted to do but couldn't. All the appointments and deadlines I was missing. All the people I was letting down. However, at a certain point, it occurred to me that all my worrying was pointless. I was ill. It wasn't my fault. I couldn't do anything about it. So I decided to let go of my worries. I accepted the situation and allowed myself to rest. I felt calm, even contented, and soon began to recover. The Buddha beautifully illustrated this type of situation with his teaching of the two arrows. The first arrow, he said, is the suffering that we inevitably experience as human beings, including illness and pain. The second arrow is our resistance to our suffering, including negative thoughts, judgments, and hostility towards others. When negative events occur, we may worry about the future, complain about other people who may have caused the events, chastise ourselves for our mistakes, and feel envious of those who have avoided misfortune. According to the Buddha, the second arrow of mental suffering is completely unnecessary. Simply by accepting our predicament, we can free ourselves from mental pain. So today, if I find myself in a negative predicament that I can't change, illness, a traffic jam, a long queue, a chore that there is no choice but to do, I'll try not to add negative thoughts to the situation. In the wise words of the Beatles, I will let it be. I might even find that the situation ceases to be negative and becomes neutral or even pleasant. Blessings.
That was Prayer for the Day with Steve Taylor. Now, Farming Today with Kaz Graham.
Hello there. Catastrophic. That is how a new report into the mass die-off of shellfish in the northeast of England describes the impact it had on fishing communities.
Just seeing lots of dead twitching crustaceans in the pots on the beaches, you know, pictures of these mounds and mounds of crabs and lobsters.
Well, we'll have more on that a little later. First, though, how would you pick up a live chicken if ever the need arose? Well, for poultry farmers, the answer is often by getting hold of both of its legs as sanctioned by DEFRA guidance. But under a 2005 EU directive that then passed into UK law, picking up animals by their legs had been theoretically banned, although poultry farmers in both the EU and here have been allowed to do so because, according to industry representatives, this law was never intended to apply to poultry. Well, tomorrow, new rules come into effect that officially allow